This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You've no doubt heard or read that Knox County's newest winery and beverage establishment, you might say, will be opening in a little bit of time. It's Hidden Hills Vineyard that will be, it's near Knoxville, actually behind the Love's Travel Stop area. And they're opening up in a little more than a week. So we're going to talk about that with David Poland. He is one of the co-owners of Hidden Hills, and he is on the line right now. David, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
Very, very glad to have you. We're very excited for you, as I know a number of people in the public are. So talk to me a little bit about history. If I remember right, this has been a long time coming up to the point where you're ready to open, right?
Yes, we've been under the planning stages for several years, from the time we started the vineyard until the time we started thinking about a winery at different various locations, and we ended up where we're at here, behind the Love's Travel Stop near I-74.
Very good. That leads to my next question. What led you to want to start a winery here, although I know that the industry as a whole has been kind of growing statewide in the last number of years? What made you want to do it, and why now?
Well, I started out as a hobby, just growing grapes when making wine, and I learned of an organization called the Illinois Grape Growers and Vintners Association that supports all the wineries and vineyards throughout the state, and I joined that organization back in 2008, and from there, it just grew. It just kind of became a passion to learn more about grapes and making wine and talking to various people in the industry, and it just seemed like an exciting thing to do when it came time to retire.
What kind of advice did you get from some of those people as you were looking to start up or at least growing grapes? What did they tell you that helped you along?
Probably told me not to do it. But
why listen to them, right?
Yeah, why listen to those? They all enjoy doing it, and it's a great group of people, and they are full of advice and information, and the more you learn about them, the more interested you got into doing the growing and especially the winemaking part.
I imagine it's one of those things in terms of grape growing and winemaking. Is it more of a time-consuming process than I might think it would be?
It is very time-consuming. It's a yearly process. This time of year, we're out in the vineyard. We're starting to prune, and then in the spring, you got to start applying chemicals. And throughout the year, you have to cut back some of your grape growing, and you're continually applying pesticides and insecticides, keeping track of the grapes as they grow. And then come harvest season, you got to look at when is the right time to pick the grapes and get them. And then, of course, this coming year, we'll be getting into our own winery and doing the crushing and the pressing and the making of the wine.
It sounds like with a lot of production agriculture, like the growing of corn and soybeans and things like that, where it seems like it's a year round process there in some ways. It sounds like growing grapes and that sort of thing is just as much of a year round process, isn't it?
It definitely is. Yeah, you cannot just let it go at any part of the year. I guess your easy time of year would be right around November, December time frame, where things are kind of settle back and then start planning for the next year.
Okay, so you've been working at this for the last couple of years now. Talk to me about, the official sort of building of a building and opening of that end of the winery. How long is that process taken, and what will folks see in your winery once they come to it?
Well, we started the planning in the summer time frame of 2017, because we had to get plans out and we had for the building plans, and we had to have the ground preparation done in the way of dozing and runoff so that we could get the building up on the top of the hill out here and get that leveled off. And then we had the building come in and framed up. And we had, of course, just like any other building, you had to do your plumbing work, your concrete work, and you got to your interior work, deciding how everything's going to lay out until you get all your plumbing, electrical, drywall, all the framing done, and then you just go piece at a time. And it took up until almost this time, we're still working on little things.
Uh-huh.
You know, paintings and decorating, and we went about a lot of changes as far as how we wanted to decorate the inside and how we wanted our bar to look. And so it took a while to get everything established. And then, of course, there's the permits you got to have through the federal government and the state and local government. So that also took some time.
Yeah, I imagine so. So your building facility will be, I imagine, what best used is kind of like a combination bar and meeting area and that sort of thing, like we see with some other meeting-type places around the area, or how will that work?
We have a small meeting room available for accommodate around 20 people.
Okay.
And then we will rent out the tasting room for meetings on occasion. We have a tasting room that takes up about one-third of the size of the building, and that where we serve the wine, and we have tables and chairs set up in that room. We have a patio out on the south side, so when the weather gets nice, people can sit out and have patio. Eventually, we'll have some music here also.
That's great.
And on the other two-third side of the building is where we do all the manufacturing, where we make the wine and we store the bottles and the finished products so we can bring that out onto the tasting room side when we need it.
I seem to remember some time back that dealing with the county board in terms of being able to operate a winery in this area was maybe at times a less than pleasant experience. Is that kind of a fair assessment? And I imagine you won out, so it must be working out pretty well now.
It wasn't the disagreement about operating a winery. It was just the location we originally had.
Uh-huh.
When we started looking for property, we come across a piece of property that seemed to be desirable, and there was a difference of opinion between us and some of the local residents, and we kind of worked that out by ending up purchasing this piece of property that the county did own, and they sold it to us, and we was glad to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we feel like it was ended up being a better location for us and a better deal for the county and our customers in the long run.
Ultimately, what made that location appealing to you other than where it's located at? It sounds like it's going to work out pretty well for you.
Well, we have access to city sewer and city water here because we're so close to Knoxville, and they've been very accommodating working with them about that. We have a easier access road because we're so close to the interstate. We're right off a hard road, and even though we're still on a gravel portion of the road, eventually we hope to have that paved so that we're paved all the way back to our property.
Okay.
And it's just a better location all around.
All right. Let's talk about your official opening date, when that will be, and then going forward there, what will your hours be?
Our official opening date will be Saturday the 19th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That will be our grand opening. We're just going to have hors d'oeuvres and snacks out here, and we're going to have a little bit of music. And then going forward, our hours will be closed on Mondays. We'll be open Tuesday through Thursday from noon until 7 p.m. We'll be open Fridays and Saturdays from noon until 9 p.m., and then we'll be open on Sundays from noon until 5.
All right, very good. And next to last question here before I run out of time, how many people are you employing at this point between using the meeting area and that sort of thing and the manufacturing of the wine?
Okay. Not counting the three owners, we have a tasting room manager and five staff that will be in the tasting room behind the bar. And then I have one staff that works with me in the back room in the production area.
Very good. All right, then. Last question, I guess, related to production. From your perspective, what makes a good bottle of wine? What makes a good tasting wine to you?
I'm kind of a dry wine drinker.
Okay.
That's an acquired taste over time. Most people start out with the sweeter wines, and it's got to be somewhat fruity. You got to have a little bit of that grape flavor, but It can't be over too overly dry. Sometimes it can be oaky. But I think everybody has a different palate, and you got to learn to accept a variety of tastes from wine.
There you go. Very, very good advice. I do tend to lean toward the sweet wines, but, you know, if somebody's going to offer me a glass, I'll probably take it regardless of what it is, but that's just me.
Sure, sure.
David Poland, one of the co-owners of Hidden Hills Vineyard, located near the Love's Travel Stop outside Knoxville there, right along I-74. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations in advance on the opening, and best wishes moving forward. This is a great thing you're doing for the area.
We think so, and we hope everybody comes out and enjoys what we have to offer here.
And Hidden Hills also has a website and a Facebook presence that we'll link to when we post this conversation online at WGIL.com. Kim Commando in sports straight ahead on Galesburg's Evening News.